right. One more. Sorry. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-73, Anthony Sposato.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, dividing 261.99 acres into 400 lots using the cluster development concept, located south of Road 252, also known as Huff Road, 2,500 feet east of Road 319, also referred to as Sandhill Road. Gentlemen, and for the public, this application, we also received a rather large exhibit booklet, spiral bound, it is part of the record, and it was received on June 30th. We've also received the Technical Advisory Committee forwarded documents and comments on this application from a requested cutoff of June 20 of 2007. Mr. Robertson has also responded to comments on this application. We also have a declaration of covenants, condition, restrictions for land of Sposato LLC. Technical advisory comments have been a part of the record since our receipt. I received some additional correspondence. Mr. Robertson or Mr. Schrader provided Mr. Robertson with a copy of the findings of facts and conditions on July 7th, which I have in my possession. We received a letter yesterday, July 9th, from Carl M. Freeman Companies, writing to regard the submission of the subdivision Whispering Meadows by the Sposato family. In the course of my work with the Freeman Company, the Village of Bear Trap, Dunes, and Bayside, I've worked with Tony Sposato and the Sposato Landscape Company for over 5 years. He and his company have always treated my company and our homeowners with respect, commitment, and professionalism. He treats folks fairly, does terrific work, and immediately addresses any deficiencies or problems. Is a great example of a local person working hard to start and grow a successful company, create jobs, and give back to the community in which he grew up. He's also coached my children in the local lacrosse league, where he again displays his courtesy, respect, and care for the local community. I feel the county could be assured that Tony and his family will be easy to work with, do what is asked of them, and deliver a community the county will be proud of, and speak happily on his behalf, and that's signed by Doug Brown, Director of Development. And a second letter I just received today was from the Sandhill Church Cemetery. Folks, my family endorses the proposed plan development for Whispering Meadows at Huff Road. We're pleased with the design for the entrance to the community, which will add to Huff Road, and very pleased with that over 123 acres of open space will remain in woodlands. Sposatos are good stewards of the land, are committed to the future of Huff Road, for a significant pledge has been proposed for the restoration fund to preserve the pre-Civil War built Sandhill Church on the corner of Huff Road and Sandhill Road. Respectfully request approval of the proposed development for Whispering Meadows, and it is signed by Rick Huff. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Schrader. I assume everybody that's left in the room has an interest in this application. I can't imagine you'd be here for any other reason.
Well, there are two reporters.
Okay, well, that's good. We need them. And I see that you have a posse with you once again.
I do.
Let's proceed, and anyone who wishes to speak will certainly be afforded a chance to do so. Go ahead, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney from Georgetown, and I represent the interests of the Sposato family in regard to the Whispering Meadows subdivision application 2006-73. Let me introduce for you everybody in the fourth row, and these two are all Sposatos. Happily for Anthony Spazzato, this gentleman in the blue shirt, he's been elected the family spokesman to address the commission tonight.
Congratulations.
Yeah, sort of like being the patriarch, I think. And we also have Mom is here, too. There we go. We have the matriarch of the family. I also have with me Jessica Nichols and Tom Bartoszewicz, who are engineers with Meridian Architects and Engineers, who were the design team. I have Todd Fritchman with me, who is from Envirotech, who prepared some of the vegetative and inventory and the management and maintenance program for the site. We have submitted a book of exhibits for your consideration tonight. We ask that everything in that book be made a part of the record of these proceedings. They include at tab one an executive summary, if you will, of this particular project, the identification of the project team members, and a listing of the documents that are contained in it. Section two is the plus response from Meridian, which is the point counterpoint presentation of the comments that were received in the comments that went back to them. There is the monitoring report of Envirotech, which appears at tab three, and for your benefit, it has the best maps and pictures of the site, although they were not taken during the current condition, they were taken earlier. The fourth tab is the comprehensive stormwater pond repairing buffers management and maintenance program. From Mr. Fritchman, number five is a willing and able letter from Artesian Resources indicating its ability to serve both wastewater and potable water needs for this particular site. Six is a wetlands delineation prepared by Ten Bears. And number seven is a traffic impact analysis prepared by the traffic group under the auspices of Carl Wilson, the professional engineer who does the traffic studies. In terms of summarizing for you and not trying to be redundant or repetitive or duplicative of what you're going to hear, I would point out to you that this site is located on Huff Road, just off Shingle Point Road. It consists of 261.99 acres. It is currently zoned AR1 agricultural residential, which would permit two dwelling units per acre on this particular site. Portions of the land are tilled. There are undeveloped agricultural and wooded areas, which make up the bulk of the site. And I don't think you can all see this, but there is a board down here that will give you an aerial view of the wooded and tillable areas that are within this project. What we are seeking tonight is a cluster subdivision, and that cluster subdivision, when it is designed as it has been, provides this project with 1.5 dwelling units per acre or something less than one-half unit per acre as to what would be permitted if this were a standard subdivision. The result here is that we have 393 single-family dwelling lots, 393 single-family lots. The typical lot size is about 10,000 square feet per lot, although the permitted usage would allow us to get down to around 7,500. Within the context of where we are in the comprehensive plan, we're in a low-density area, and under the state strategies map for spending, we're at a level four. We have submitted to you, as I've indicated, a number of exhibits which support this application. The streets will be private and maintained at Sussex County standards, and there are a homeowners association provided for under the covenants, conditions, and restrictions. As I've pointed out to you, Artesian Resources is available to do the sanitary waste disposal and water supply. The wetlands that have been delineated on site are 23.32 acres. And lastly, the traffic impact analysis indicates that this project would have minimum impact on Huff and that the current roads are capable of handling this particular project. Having set that background for you, I would like to call Tom to the podium, who will give you descriptions of the overview of the site, the surrounding conditions, the considerations that went into this plan, and how we're going to handle some of the technical issues. Tom?
Good evening. My name is Tom Bartoszewicz. I'm an engineer with Meridian Architects and Engineers, and I am a professional engineer. My address is 122 Marathon Drive, Middletown, Delaware, 19709.
Very good.
The first thing I want to go over is this plan in front of you tonight is different from the plan that was originally submitted in early 2007. The original plan had 400 lots. This has 393 lots. We took out several, I guess they're cul-de-sac halves that were along the through street, which were unnecessary, and then we also reduced the sidewalk from being on both sides of the street to be on one side of the street for this proposal, mostly to reduce, because there would be so much sidewalk, reduce the overall imperviousness, which seems to be a major goal in going through a lot of Denerec's new proposed stormwater regulations, long-term maintenance of basins, et cetera. With that, I'll move on to discuss some of the superior design requirements that went into the cluster development. I will have some commentary, but mostly I'll be reading out of the booklets that are in front of you. The development will be in accordance with the latest amendment to the community design standards. All housings will be single-family detached dwellings. The specific restrictions on mobile homes are in the covenants and restrictions. There is a minimum 50-foot forested buffer, which has been provided along the entire subdivision boundary, of course, except against the road frontage near the entrance to the site. That really is a minimum. Most areas have significantly more than 50 feet as a buffer for the wooded areas. The majority of the site's passive open space will essentially allow a larger screening buffer, as I just mentioned, between the development and the development and neighboring properties. There is a minimum 100-foot separation, which will remain wooded, between the proposed lots and the existing residential development of the estates at Carriage Springs. No lots will have direct access to the state-maintained roads. There are no lots proposed within 50 feet of any wetland area. In fact, the vast majority of all the lots are located well over 150 feet from the wetland areas. Water and wastewater will be provided by the artesian facility at, which I guess its name continually seems to change on me, but I believe now its most current name is the Artesian Regional Northern Sussex County Water Recharge Complex. And the letter to serve is in your booklet. They're acronyming it, yes. Moving on, and in accordance with the County Code 99-99C, the layout of the proposed subdivision is superior in its integration to the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. By using design concepts such as reduced lot size and innovative clustered lot areas, we were able to maintain large undisturbed areas of open spaces. In this particular instance, it was to preserve the woodlands that are currently on site. And if I can break real quickly, you'll notice, based on this aerial photograph, most of your lobs, which in my opinion are always arguably planted at some point for forest harvesting, the majority of the subdivision is found within the area of the loblollies. You can see by the aerial that these areas here represent more hardwoods, and there's a legend for that. I'm not sure if this is in your exhibit or not. I believe it is. But when it was laid out, we were really intending to try and keep the hardwoods preserved as much as possible and take down the lobs, because arguably that's what they were planted there for in the first place. The proposed lots are set back over 250 feet from Hough Road, over 50 feet from any wetland, and over 100 feet from any adjacent residential development. Existing tree removal will be limited to the proposed lots, roads, and stormwater areas. All other wooded areas are to remain. Approximately 113 acres will remain. The other subdivisions within the vicinity are the estates at Carriage Springs and Reddenwood. All lands considered tidal or non-tidal wetlands through the Army Corps of Engineers are essentially left undisturbed and buffered extensively. The closest we get to them is one spot right here, and we stay 50 feet off of the wetlands. Everywhere else, we're long distances off of the wetlands. As stated by the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, there is a low probability of any historically important artifacts on this site. Natural features are being preserved by maintaining large continuous segments 42% of the total site of passive open space and undisturbed wetlands. The proposed development would maintain 42% of the site for passive open space, including 23 acres of undisturbed wooded wetlands and 3% for the active open space. The active open space currently includes and is set aside for two baseball fields, a community swimming pool, and a homeowners association maintained grassed areas for general recreation. Existing tree removal will be limited to the proposed lots, roads, stormwater areas. Approximately 113 acres of the site has been designated as passive open space. Trees that exist on the proposed lots will be maintained as much as possible on site. Grades and soils will be kept as similar as they are, as much as we can maximize and maximize the existing, minimize grading them. 50% of the wide forested buffer has been proposed around the subdivision. 50 feet wide forested buffer. Only 10 of the 393 lots border the buffer. I think I've been through that. The water services, the wastewater services, both again are artesian. Pollution of the surface water and groundwater will be prevented through the implementation of DNREC and Sussex Conservation District approved stormwater quality best management practices. Erosion and sedimentation will be minimized per the DNREC requirements. Groundwater will be maintained, and possibly, actually, we will actually have some more recharge on this site because we will be losing the trees at the center of the site, which typically will take up more water than grasses, et cetera. There'll be the better possibility of the water to percolate through. Not only that, I may end up repeating this because it's further down in the list, but the stormwater management will, of course, guarantee that we will not be increasing peak flows off-site. So I think that's a double benefit there. Erosion and sedimentation will be minimized per DNREC requirements. Trees tend to absorb, been through that. The initial internal subdivision roads will be designed to meet or exceed Sussex County Engineering Department and State Fire Marshal regulations for safe vehicular access. Sidewalks and streetlights have been proposed on one side of the subdivision roads as well as throughout the community for access to the recreational areas, thus providing for safe pedestrian movement within the community. All roads will be interconnected with no dead-end streets or cul-de-sacs. There should be an increase due to the availability of sewer and water service to the area of the other properties in that immediate vicinity. Most of the existing farmland will be developed into active open space within the development. Again, that's where the baseball fields, some additional parking facilities really set aside right now, which I guess that is we're flexible in either expanding or eliminating that for parking near the fields, et cetera. A protected school bus stop has been provided at the entrance of the proposed subdivision to facilitate pickup and drop off of school children. Recreational areas have been proposed for this subdivision, including, again, the ball fields, the swimming areas. The inclusion of these areas into the subdivision will help minimize the effect on the public as well as other community facilities in the area. The traffic impact analysis performed by the traffic group, the proposed development of this Bozzato property, is shown to have minimal impact surrounding the roadway and network operations. The only intersection that failed was at Sand Hill Road and Route 9, and it failed whether the subdivision is built or not built. This site is being developed in accordance with the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and the Code of Sussex County, which allows for residential development at low densities in this area, zoned AR1 of the county. There will be minimal or no effect on the area waterways from the development of the site. The existing tax ditch will be protected by the natural buffers as they will remain, and through the stormwater management practices, basins, best management practices, etc. Stormwater runoff will be treated and contain less harmful substances such as phosphorus and nitrogen than currently deposits downstream, and tree removal may increase the recharging capacity of the site, as I mentioned. And I believe that covers my portion. Thank you.
Could you give a summary of the traffic analysis for the commission?
To the best of my ability, I will do my best. The traffic study was done by the traffic group in November of 2006. I am not a traffic engineer, I'm a site engineer. So I generally flip right on through to the summaries. And the summaries, actually were even condensed in a much cleaner fashion by a letter to Lawrence Lake Lank from Todd Sammons, where he specifies the following. Should the county choose to approve the proposed development, the following items should be incorporated into the site design and reflected on the record plan. All applicable agreements, letter agreements for off-site improvements, traffic signal agreements, etc., should be executed prior to entrance plan approval for the proposed development. The developer needs to or should enter into an agreement with DelDOT to fund an equitable portion of the planned improvement project at the intersection of U.S. Route 9 and Sand Hill Road. The proposed configuration for DelDOT's project is shown below. However, the state currently does not have funds allocated for construction. The town of Georgetown is working with the developer of the parsonage on an alternative improvement for this intersection. Should this alternative design be developed for this intersection, the developer should fund an equitable portion of those improvements. Number two is the developer should enter into a traffic signal agreement with DelDOT for the intersection of U.S. Route 9 and Sand Hill Road. The agreement will cover the signal adjustments required by the physical improvements noted in item one. The agreement should include pedestrian signals, crosswalks, and interconnection at the DelDOT or at DelDOT's direction. The developer should improve Huff Road from Sand Hill Road to the western edge of the lakes at Carriage Springs in order to meet DelDOT's local road standards. These standards include two 11-foot lanes and two 5-foot shoulders. Additionally, the alignment of the roadway should be improved as needed to conform to current DelDOT and ASHTO design criteria. The developer should provide a bituminous concrete overlay to the existing travel lanes at DelDOT's direction. DelDOT should analyze through the travel lanes pavement section the recommended and overlay thickness to the developer's engineer as necessary. Item four, I will summarize for you. They would like to see their bikeway path, and pedestrian walkway and easement granted. And item five, due to the proximity of the proposed development to the Sussex County Airport, we recommend that deed restrictions be required, similar to the attached navigation nuisance easement and non-suit covenant, which are included in this report. The applicant should contact Mr. Michael Kilpatrick to determine whether or not the proposed development is within the runway protection zone if known restrictions may apply. And that was all. And if you have specific questions, I can find out for you regarding the traffic impact study, but I don't know that.
I have one just real quick. How far is it from the county airport?
It's quite a ways.
Yeah, I really
don't.
I don't
think it's even a flight path.
I think that's a CYA.
Yeah.
My follow-up comment on what Tom has read from DelDOT is that there's some interesting things in it. For instance, they're asking signalization of an intersection that's already signalized at Route 9 and Sand Hill Road. So that's a little tough to figure out. It is not in the flight path, and I don't believe it's in the conical easement area that's been created by the county.
It's way past that.
It's just not there. And I'm not sure, as Thomas said, these comments are made, and they'll have to be responded to with DelDOT as we proceed.
But they definitely have the flavor that there appears to be minimal impact to the surrounding roads and intersections as a result of this development. Certainly working with signal timings and a contribution to intersection improvements.
Thank you.
Pretty low impact.
Let me get Mr. Spazzato up. I know he's looking forward to it.
I'll make it quick. Tony Spazzato. 16181 Hudson Road, Melton, Delaware. I think this is a nice plan that Meridian came up with. It's environmentally sound. It's going to be a nice project. We want to make it a nice project. We want to make it nice for the people that are going to live in the development, also out of the development. And curb appeal is very big for us. As you know, we're a landscape contractor. And it's about, I guess it was 6 years ago, our family came together in a think tank, and this is where we went with it, to do this with the family farm that's been in our family for, I guess it's going on our fourth generation now. So we want to make it nice and make it, put the Spazzato stamp on it. So thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, let me just briefly close before we get into the interrogation that will take place. I would like to point out to you, of the 261.99 acres, only 87.22 acres will actually be in lots. There will be 27 acres that will be in streets, 147 acres will be open space, and that includes 20 acres of active recreation, and there are 123 acres, I believe, is what Tom said, that will remain in woods. All of this is consistent with the way the neighborhood appears now, particularly with the wooded area being preserved and the other subdivisions that are there on Huff Road. As has been pointed out by Tom, the TEI analysis, again, indicates that there's minimum impact and that the current roads are capable of handling the project. The covenants, conditions, and restrictions have been submitted, which provide us with a mechanism for the perpetual maintenance of the common areas and the interior streets through homeowner assessments. And we have submitted to you proposed conditions and findings of fact that are consistent with those that would be typically provided for a cluster subdivision. Mr. Robertson has those for his use at such time as you all may choose to act in one fashion or another. Having said all that, Mr. Chairman, I will quietly stand down and make my group available for whatever questioning may take place.
All right, sir. We thank you, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Schroeder, how many acres of wetlands are there on this project?
Well, if you're looking at what I think you're looking at, sir, it's reversed.
Thank you. I was just checking. I know my calculator is different sometimes, but
I brought that to the attention of somebody in our entourage tonight, and they said it was flipped.
And I guess the next important question is there going to be any landscaping done here?
Perhaps. If you take a look at the entrance plans, and in particular this one on that over here, and the artist rendering over here, it is fairly obvious that the Spazzata family is in the landscaping business and will give this thing an attractive entrance from Huff Road.
And with the storm management, the wet ponds that you're proposing at the front, what kind of a barrier would they be from Huff Road that might help prevent them from becoming trash collectors?
I'm looking at some fairly significant vegetation around there. I'm not sure that trash is particularly a problem on Huff Road, but if it is, then we can deal with it as it takes place.
Yes, sir. They're showing quite a bit of landscaping, and of course that can be added to at just about anybody's discretion to alleviate any trash concerns.
Okay. Thank you. And what kind of road improvements are being proposed from on Huff Road? From the entrance to Sand Hill Road, are you stopping at the property line, or you're
according
proposing to
DelDOT letter said that they wanted them from Dutton Ditch to the church. That might be a little pricey. That's what, 2 miles of public road, 3 miles?
Yes, sir. They're looking to do widen to 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders. So it'll be a considerable. What right now, what they're asking for, it'll be a considerable project, and they're looking to go just past Dutton Ditch, and it's specified
while he's looking for that, Mr. Johnson, a particular concern to me is that it doesn't indicate that there would be contribution by others who are developing projects along Huff Road. And one of the projects that they were talking about for signalization, it's not this project. It's just traffic on Route 9 that they're trying to signalize. And there are some serious negotiations that would have to take place with DelDOT.
And let's switch to sidewalks. Given the size of your project and the small size of the lots, can you accommodate the sidewalks on both sides of the street given the amount of open space that you do, that you're proposing to have?
Yes, sir. Physically, they can be accommodated. We were trying to get away from that because there are several projects that we've worked on recently to where the volume of pavement actually changes our curb numbers that drain to our stormwater basins, which of course produces more runoff. Denerec is working very hard now to change the regs and cause the homeowners associations to put more time. time and money into maintaining their basins, putting stricter requirements, regulatory requirements on the maintenance of those basins. And of course, to keep those tolerable for future homeowners, the key to that is going to be reducing the runoff to those basins so that they last longer without maintenance. So we're trying to proactively, since it'll, I think we'll be well into the process by the time, and maybe even through the process, those regulations would still affect the developments that are going through now. So it was our initial hope to do one side of the street, but physically it can be both sides of the street.
And traditionally the commission has, in cluster developments, has required that sidewalks be on both sides of the street.
Yes, given sir.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordy.
I don't have any either.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have the hunting activities notice in your restrictive covenants?
Yes, sir, but we will.
I see we've made an effort to lessen the impacts of hunting, loss of hunting land by a neighbor.
Yes.
So apparently there is activity there. And the amenities that you propose, they will be in by when?
I proposed in the conditions, recognizing the issue that Mr. Fuqua has addressed today, I have it by the 100th certificate of occupancy.
And is there plans for a clubhouse with a site plan, square footage indications of that that would be supportive of the swimming pool and matters of that?
There's plans for a pool and a pool house.
But we don't have it up?
I don't know that we have the plans for a clubhouse, but the pool and pool house is located here.
And you have square footages attached to that? Should that?
That I actually don't recall whether or not those are listed specifically on your plan set.
That's all.
And with all due deference to Mr. Johnson, the great American sport is baseball, and therefore there are two baseball fields rather than basketball courts.
I'm noticing basketball courts.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to comment on that, that is the real all-American thing there, you know, not baseball. That's what it's all about, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Blank, any questions?
What?
Okay. Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Counsel?
I don't have any at this point. Thanks.
Okay. Well, then, thank you, Mr. Schrader. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-73 Anthony Sposato? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-73? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward, give us your name, and you may have the floor. And I think we're going to give you the patience award tonight because you certainly have exhibited some.
Gentlemen, my name is Bonnie Pride Steele, and I live right next door to this property. And the sewer system is going right next to my house. My concern is my well water. Will it be infiltrated with wastewater?
I'm going to find out for you here in a second.
I've got several questions. Some have been answered. But my main concern is my well.
Okay. Anything else that you want us to try to address?
The road. I guess they're going to widen it because there's no shoulders on it.
Well, apparently they're going to make them widen it if it gets approved.
Then I wonder, are there any monitoring wells between my property and the proposed wastewater treatment system?
Okay.
How will I know that my well water won't be
filtered? Okay.
And then I want to know, is there a distance between the closest infiltration basin and my well? What is the distance? Could an engineer answer that for me? And will the buffer be maintained after the developer turns it over to the homeowners association? And if not, who would I complain to if the tree should die or get struck by lightning or whatever the case may be? Who will
get struck by lightning? You would need to complain to God Almighty. But
they will need to be replaced because the buffer has to be maintained.
Right.
And the restrictions. What are the restrictions on this property? I have restrictions on mine, and I'm hoping there will be some on this.
We have a copy of this.
we could. They did submit
restrictions that are in the file that limit the type of houses and.
Yeah, there are some, and we'll see if we've got a spare copy and we can give to you.
Okay. And I was concerned about the road because since Walmart has come to Georgetown, people from all over travel this road now. And they are right down the road on the left side is their cousin's development getting ready to be developed. They didn't mention that. And across the road from it, right down the road, is another development being developed. And behind me is on the agenda for to be heard for a new development. So that's three developments right there on my road, not including this one. So the traffic is horrendous.
And have you lived there for a long time?
I've been there 12 years. And there are, the fields are full of deer. Where are all these deer going to go? I sit on my deck at night and watch the deer come out and eat the soybeans. It's unbelievable, the deer in that woods. Where will they go? And I worry about the stormwater ponds because there's so many new children in the area now, the little kids. Will the stormwater ponds have fences around them? Also for the deer, because like I say, they're so plentiful out there. And I wish it had been a gated community, a nice development. And I feel that it being a cluster is being greedy, and it won't be taken care of like a nice gated community would be. This is my home, and this will be my only home I'll have. And I want it to be taken care of, and I want the road to be developed nice. Because when I moved there, I was the only one on that road from that development to Sand Hill Road. And there's three brand new homes across from this development that they probably had no idea that this development would be coming. If they had, they probably wouldn't have built there. So nobody wants to live around 300 homes. And right down the road, there's another 300-some development home getting ready to be developed. So, and it's their cousin. And they're saying there's no other developments around, and there is. Redwood is clear on the other road, down off Sand Hill Road. So my main concern is my well water. Will it be infiltrated with this wastewater? Because my lot is right. Right here is my lot, and this whole area here is supposed to be the wastewater system, 15 acres. Where is that water going to go? In my ground, in my well water? Is there a monitoring well that can be put there to keep samples taken of it to make sure that my well is not infiltrated?
Can I answer that?
I'm waiting for her to finish, and then I'm going to have you guys come up here and answer every one of her concerns.
Well, let me start with the well question. There is no problem with her well because I think she failed to hear us say that there will be central wastewater treatment provided by Artesian Resources. There will be no wastewater treatment plant on this site. It will be shipped off-site to the unbelievably complicated named wastewater treatment plant that used to be on Elizabethtown, now on the Ogle Farm, now known as the North Artesian Wastewater Recharge something or other, but it will not be treated on site.
Or disposed on site.
Well, we're disposed of on site.
That has changed then since I was...
Yes, ma'am.
See the plans?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other question?
I think that answers the water. Yeah, water issue. Apparently,
we can't tell you where the deer are going to go. I don't think my client is greedy. We're going to make the road improvements, and we're sorry that we're building there, but it is our privilege.
I would just add, because she asked about the restrictive covenants, just to give you some idea of what they say. And there's a copy in the file if you want to get a copy of them, but there's a limitation on square footage. It's 1,800 square feet for one-story dwellings, 2,200 square feet for two-story dwellings, no mobile homes or double wides in there. There's fairly significant restrictions on, what folks can and can't do on their lots to try to keep it, so that it's kept up nice, no junked cars, no noxious activities, no business, that type of thing. So there's an architectural review committee that's going to make sure that everything, if it gets approved, is done correctly. So there's comprehensive, I mean, to the point of being 22 pages long, restrictive covenants.
So the sewer system is no longer going to be a lagoon?
Mm-mm. No, it's from what they've said. And they need the central sewer to get the cluster and the lot sizes that they've had, but it's going to be probably with a pumping station pumped downstream, I guess, to the artesian facility that Mr. Schrader referenced. So everything, whatever may have been on an original plot designated as a disposal area, now just be open space. On my plot, it doesn't show the sewer area, so.
The first set of plans I saw, it was right next to my house.
No, understood. So.
Well, I don't blame you for being concerned, ma'am, for sure.
Well, I was thinking all this acres, 300 acres or whatever it is, and they put it right beside my house. Why not back in the woods or?
Or on somebody else's land.
Well, there's no other homes close by.
Which is what they're doing. They're sending it down the road.
I'm concerned about the odor too. Also,
it won't be anywhere near you. It's going miles away.
Good, I'm glad to hear.
They're actually going, yeah, almost to Milton. So that piece, I don't know. Understand what you're saying about the.
And you're talking about the flight path. We are in a flight path. A state police helicopter goes over my house all the time and lands at the airport. Planes go over my house all the time. From my house to the courthouse is 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a flight path.
Okay.
I think that's all I got to say. I was concerned about my well water.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We once again appreciate your patience this evening. It's been a long night.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? For anyone on the commission that has any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was some 5 hours ago, conditional as change of zone 1651, Caldera Properties, Indian River 5, LLC. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and perhaps we could just parlay briefly as to the suggestion, I believe, was to defer this when leaving the record open for the possible submission of what will be the agreed-upon access to this site.
Yes.
For a time, and that I think they stated on the record that they felt as though they were scheduled before County Council on September the 9th of this year.
I'd leave it open for 30 days, maybe. Let's get them to it.
Get it submitted
and then help them come to a conclusion, maybe.
Allow the anybody with an interest then could look at it and go with the schedule after that.
Yeah.
Wow. Seems like they've lost one day just to hear tonight. This maybe better make it 31 days. Regarding change of zone number 1651 Caldera Properties, my motion is for deferral and to leave the record open for, 30 days?
I would recommend that you leave the record open for the submission of the agreement.
The agreement. That's the only thing we're going to receive.
Yeah. Just strike that. Yeah. We will leave the record open for the submission of the agreement specifying where the access on the property will be.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1651, Caldera Properties, Indian River 5, LLC, leaving the record open for a period of 30 days to receive the access agreement between the parties. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1657, Peninsula at Long Neck, LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1657, Peninsula Long Neck, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. It's It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1657 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC to allow the commission further time to review the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1739 Eric Sugru Big Trips LLC.
Mr. Chairman, as a point of discussion, with this particular project and the concerns and issues that were brought up about the wetlands and possible impact on that, then if this would be an appropriate matter to request input from DENREC and the wetlands section on that. And
well, I guess we can request it. Whether or not they will give it to us, they're not, because of the size, they're not really obligated to circulate it like they do the others.
Right. I know, because this didn't go before TAC, and obviously not through PLUS.
Doesn't have to go through TAC or PLUS.
Right.
Unless you so and choose to make that a requirement.
Well, I think that's where...
PLUS, but TAC.
I think that's where the gentleman's headed. I think that's what you're essentially asking for.
Well, I'm just, like I said, given the lay of the land and the sloping and those issues, if it's not something that whether or not the other commissioners would feel that we should obtain their comments.
Well, I could probably reach a decision without that information, but I respect your request, and if you wish to request it to go through TAC, send it to them if you want.
If you're going to do that, my suggestion would be send it to TAC. And I guess when it goes to TAC, is there a deadline for...
When Shane sends projects to TAC, he gives them a deadline to respond.
And then leave
For example, what we had earlier on Whispering Meadows had a deadline for June 20th.
Right.
Is TAC's main review wetlands?
No, it's all TAC's list of agencies.
We send to 17, I think, different agencies.
Well, they would address the safety issue.
Once it goes to TAC, with 17, you said?
I think it's 17 agencies.
17 agencies get notified. So,
that's a lot. All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1739, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1739, Eric Sugru Big Trips LLC, to give the commission more time to consider the evidence presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1740, Cynthia A. Brittingham and Monroe E. Brittingham Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 1740 application of Cynthia Brittingham and Monroe Brittingham Jr. for a community center based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed uses are generally of a public or semi-public character or nature and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the community. The proposed uses should have a positive impact on the neighborhood, community, and county at large. And this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the conditional use. The conditional use shall be known as the Cool Spring Community Center. The center shall be a facility available for public use by nonprofit organizations, youth organizations, or privately for community events. All government regulations, licensing, and permitting, including the State Fire Marshal, Division of Public Health, DENREC, DLDOT, and the State Child Care licensing, shall be adhered to and obtained as necessary. Gatherings at the center shall only occur between hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. Sunday through Friday, and Saturday from 7 a.m. until 12 p.m. All tenants of the center shall be required to sign a lease, the term of which will require a director of the Community Civic Center, Inc., or his or her designee to be present during any gatherings and to be responsible for monitoring the event to ensure that the terms of this condition use conditional use permit are met. No alcohol beverages shall be permitted on the premises unless permitted by the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission for a specific event. There shall be one sign identifying the building locating at the entrance and one on the building with directional lighting. A dumpster shall be located in the rear of the property and shall be fenced and landscaped appropriately. The center shall not be rented or used for dance parties or nightclub type activities with loud music or alcohol sales. And there shall be no parking on Martin Farm Road or Fisher Road. That's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1740, Cynthia A. Brittingham and Monroe E. Brittingham Jr. for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next subdivision was our next public hearing was subdivision 2006-73, Anthony Sposato.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2006-73, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-73, Anthony Sposato, to allow the commission to give it further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item on our agenda is our annual reorganization.
Gentlemen, time and place for the chairman to appoint someone as acting chairman.
I think I'll appoint Mr. Lank.
For the purpose of holding an election of officers. I'll open nomination for chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that I nominate Bob Rock.
Him.
Wait a minute.
Chairman, what's your name?
Wait a minute. Robert C. Wheatley as chairman.
Second.
So, Lank, I move that the nominations be closed.
Okay. Mess me up here. Is there a second?
Yes, a second.
Well, we had to vote first on the nomination, though.
Right? Said nomination to be
motion,
closed.
You got to make a motion
need
to
a
close.
Second to the motion to close the nomination.
Oh. Second.
Oh. There you go.
Nomination for chairman were closed. A vote by roll call, Mr. Burton.
Recommend Bob Wheatley, yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Need to state your reasons on the record while you're...
Mr. Mr. Joshua, don't
let. Yeah.
Mr. Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Wheatley.
Aye.
You voted for yourself, okay. Last time you abstained.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to abstain, aren't I? Abstain.
You don't have to. They do it on council, though.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll vote for myself.
I'll open nomination for vice chairman.
Chairman, I nominate Ben Gordy, vice chairman.
Second.
I move the nominations be closed.
Second.
Nomination for vice chairman are closed. Vote by roll call, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Gordy.
Abstain.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Congratulations to Mr. Wheatley for being reelected chairman, Mr. Gordy for being reelected vice chairman.
Hear, hear.
And then there's a couple other things of items we need to do. It's Mr. Wheatley needs to appoint a secretary for the commission.
And I will appoint Mr. Lank as the secretary for the commission.
And one other item is that we need to authorize, if you will, I'll just make the suggestion that myself, Mr. Abbott, assistant director, Mr. Shockley, environmental planner, and that Sherry Collins, the clerk, be privileged to sign record plots for recordation on behalf of the commission. And I ask for that because Sherry does the town plots, which we just put a stamp on that says not in our jurisdiction.
Okay.
That's what she typically does for
me. A motion or just an appointment?
You just authorized.
Okay.
By appointment.
So duly authorized.
And again, congratulations for how many years now?
I don't know. For chairman? Three, maybe? Four?
Say four.
I don't know. It's been five. That's going to say doggone close to five, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good
close
grief.
To five.
Time flies and you're having fun.
And how long have you been on the commission?
14 years.
14
people. So I ask for Jack.
I know. I'm sure they do. I do too sometimes.
I wish it was here.
I can tell you that.
God bless. Yeah, we do. We still got people asking for Jack.
Okay, gentlemen, I think that completes our business for this evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I just remind you that next Wednesday we meet for a special meeting, and we need to remind ourselves that we need to schedule a meeting for August at that time. That way we give notice to the people that come in wanting to know when they're being scheduled for site plan review.
And for the benefit of the commission, I probably will not be here on the 24th, so you should have a much shorter period meeting.
And I will not be at the meeting on the 14th.
August. Okay. All right. Anything else? Being nothing?
Thank you, gentlemen. Sorry about the time it took.
We're adjourned.
That.
All right. What's the deadline you guys have? You guys